Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, he'll be in the competition for the rotation, there's no doubt, in spring training. You know, we definitely want to bring a lot more than five pitchers into spring training. As we all know, there's no way that holds up over a full season. And, you know, you kind of want to have eight or nine starters in a competition in most spring trainings, and he'll be right in the mix there. I think we knew when we traded for him the innings totals that he had reached in 2024 were a lot higher than what he had done the previous seasons. And, you know, that can lead to some guys running out of gas down the stretch. So now that he's got that big innings platform from this year, and he's further removed from his injuries, I'm hopeful we're going to see a good version of him in spring training.
So that was Mike Elias in the offseason talking about one Trevor Rogers, and then Trevor Rogers got hurt, so he never got going as being part of the rotation. Well, he made his second start of the year last night, and hey, the first inning was really good. A lot of swing and miss, but sat for a long time, guys.
Talking points they're pushing.
Yeah, so
don't believe what you saw.
Yeah, he sat. Eight runs the Orioles got in the second inning, and then never got another hit. And 8-0 lead was gone by the fifth. They lose 12-8. This to me, and there's been a lot of bad losses this year. They gave up 20. They gave up 19. That awful game the night before Brandon High was fired. This is, to me, the worst. I was talking off the air with Bob Haney. It reminded me, and Bone, you're too young to remember this, but Jason, remember this. When Weaver came back for his second tour, and I thought it was 85, but Bob corrected me, it was 86. They were playing Texas. They hit two grand slams in an inning. They had closed within 4.5 games of Boston, first place in the division, and they ended up losing the game, and then they flatlined after that. This one, I'm watching it last night going, this feels like that Weaver game, and I tried to look it up last night, but Bob pointed me in the right direction. That's what this felt like last night. This thing feels, if it wasn't over before, this thing feels over.
Well, Weaver was a real manager, and
yes,
this guy's not.
I just mean the game.
That team was only a few years removed from winning a World Series. This one can't sniff a win in a wild card round that didn't exist back then. Look, it was a debacle. You give a guy an 8-run lead, and you
got to do it quicker.
You can't get 8 outs out of him. That's abject failure. To me, the game had Mike Elias's prints all over it. I've been talking about Rogers on this show for 2 weeks because I knew this was coming. They were clearly making the case to the people who cover the team that Rogers was on the come, and what happened at Fenway wasn't an anomaly. It was a total anomaly. And they were looking for a spot to try to show this guy off because they want to pretend that they didn't get completely fleeced and give two everyday major leaguers away for a guy who's a bad AAA pitcher. And why do I say he's a bad AAA pitcher? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because he had a whip of 1.5 in the International League in his last four starts, right? Maybe because he gave up 27 hits in 20 2/3 innings against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Louisville Bats, and Nashville Sounds. Maybe it's because the International League in the month of June had an 830 OPS against this bum. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. I said this will be a disaster again. And it was a disaster. And there's a lot of things that went wrong. Having 7 2/3 innings where their bullpen, the other team's bullpen, allows no hits, no walks, and hits a guy. That's it. That's
that,
the only way
that
you could
to me
the only
like...
way you could reach base against them. Maybe part of it's because you got a catcher who can't catch. He's barely a DH.
Well, he can't throw.
He's not
sure.
a catcher. And so you're watching pitchers labor with a guy back there who has no idea what he's doing. Completely ham-handed. So that's a joke. And that's on Elias because that was one of his very few big offseason acquisitions. And then
totally on form,
the one reliever he spent money on then throws total gasoline on the fire and makes sure that the other team ends up with 12 straight runs and the game is completely out of hand.
By the way, I don't want to set you off even more, but the guy catching for the Rays last night, Danny Jansen, was the guy you wanted the Orioles to go get in the offseason.
He's a catcher. He's actually a catcher.
Yes.
But the Rodgers, I mean, gentlemen, he's sitting there with the big lead. He's got two outs in the second inning. He walks Jansen, the 8-hitter, on 8 pitches. He walks Walls, the 9-hitter, on 6 pitches. He gets a fly out from Diaz. Then Meade, kid who spent most of his life in the minors, walks on 4 straight pitches. Caminero goes the other way for a single, nice 6 pitch at bat, waits him out.
4 hits last night.
Morrell guesses changeup first pitch, drives it for a double. He gets Aranda out in a 5 pitch battle, and then Mangum guesses changeup first pitch and singles that, and he's done. The last 8 guys he faced, 6 reach base. It took him 39 pitches to get the last 2 outs he registered. That's abject failure. You cannot walk the 8 and 9 guy with an 8-run lead.
No.
And remember, they sold him as someone who was going to fortify their playoff run last year, and they bragged about how much control he had. I told you that this is a fraud trade, and that's a failed pitcher, and they'll never fix him, right? And they sold you, not only is he going to be good now, but he's controllable. And he was bad in AAA, and they lied to you through their media and tried to tell you that's not the case. And then they got it jammed down their throats last night and suffered a debilitating loss. Because when you start the year winning one of every 3 games, the first 60, you don't come back. Like, you only have so many chances to get to 500 when it still matters to get to 500.
And it's amazing because I'm watching a game with a friend yesterday, and you're thinking, you take that 8-0 lead. And the first inning, Rodgers was fantastic. He had 6 whiffs.
Sat too long, bro.
He had 6 whiffs in the first inning. He was pounding the strike zone. He was hitting 95 on the gun. You put up the 8 runs. You're thinking, oh my God, like you pick up a second win in this series. You go for a series win tomorrow. You're single digits, below 500 at this point. And then that was easily, by far and away, you said it, Ken, the worst loss of the season. It was just a total gut punch of a loss. The bullpen, which had been completely
sucked except for Big Show,
all horrible. And here's the other part of it. The runs on 2 outs, guys. The Rays' last 9 runs they scored were all with 2 outs. Kittredge, he got the first 2 batters right away.
Struck him out.
Here's the ultimate failure of it all. You get Bradley out of there in the second inning, and to Bone's point, when you start thinking big picture, it's like, well, wow, they're going to have to exhaust their bullpen.
Yes.
And if this guy even gives you 5 and gives up, if he could just give up the 5 runs but take 5 2/3 to do it, you have a chance to be set up to manage the final game from a position of strength. Exactly. Lord knows they got the better manager. He's a really good major league manager, and we've got the JV guy. But, like, you had a chance to have all that set up for you, and this guy was so horrible, and you had to yank him so soon that now you blew that. Not only did you lose the game, you had to exhaust everything in losing an 8-run lead.
I got to tell you, and there's so much bad. I don't have, like, Trevor Rogers sucked, but the bats not being able to muster a single hit. Like, Taj Bradley got 4 outs. Kelly comes in, he gives up the 3-run homer to Laureano, the first batter he faces. They're up 8-0. That's with 1 out in the second inning. They didn't get another hit the whole game.
One more guy reached base. He got hit.
Yes.
He got hit square in the back.
He tried to hit him on the first pitch, and he hit him on the second pitch, square in the, as Bone said, square in the back. They did not get another hit or walk. The rest, like, I can remember when they took him out, and Brian Roberts on the broadcast, he's like, wow, they can really get to work now on this bullpen. They've got to get all these outs. They didn't get another hit. How is that conceivably possible? But they did it. It's almost like I was joking, and Margie don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm like, oh, I guess they exhausted their hits for the night. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, well, they got 8 runs in the second inning. That was their allotment, because they're obviously not going to get another. And it seemed like the last 3 innings, they weren't even trying to get hits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bro, we've been telling you, don't fall for fanboy shenanigans. Don't fall for people who get their bullet points given to them from the warehouse. Trust your eyes, trust the numbers, and trust us. And this team has needed to sell from the moment they fired Brandon Hyde, frankly, even before that. And this just, like, if you think they're winning anything with this guy as their GM, we're watching two different sports.
We have a monster Thursday show. Orioles with their worst loss of a bad season last night. We'll continue to talk about it. Guest-wise, we'll get Tony Gwynn Jr.'s thoughts on the Orioles and Major League Baseball. Odyssey MLB Insider joins us at 2:30. IA Hall of Famer from DraftKings, Lucy Burge joins us at 4. And minicamp wrapped up yesterday. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He comes on at 5.
When's the first day of training camp?
The 22nd, I think. The rookies arrive a week before.
Going to be here before you know it, hopefully.
Well, it'll sneak up. Yeah, it usually does.
Be here before you know it, sneak up on you. Same difference, basically.
Yeah, it happens. But coming up next, there was an interesting piece in The Athletic talking about guys, the top 30 big board of tradable commodities in Major League Baseball. 4 Orioles on that big board. It's time to start working them phones even harder than you were before, Mike Elias. Some Necessary Roughness next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.